Early voting is underway in Iowa, where voters will decide whether to give Republican Chuck Grassley an eighth term in the U.S. Senate. On the whole, national Democrats think the state isn't competitive for them. Iowa Public Radio's Clay Masters reports, though, that Grassley is now facing the toughest re-election battle of his political career.
This is the 99th county meeting that I've had for the 42nd year in a row.
Republican Senator Chuck Grassley has been representing Iowa for what seems like forever. For decades, he was reelected in a state many saw as purple. Megan Goldberg is a political scientist at Cornell College in eastern Iowa. She says things have changed.
And so things have gotten more polarized, so have people. And so you should expect a lot of states that were purple to start to shift one direction. We have the demographics that like are going to push us in the rightward direction, not the leftward.
The Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade energized supporters of reproductive rights here, even in small towns that turn out big for Republicans. Like in McGregor, where I come across a handful of protesters holding signs that say things like, "Women, vote like your life depends on it," because it does. Aaron Cubbin is one of the protesters here almost every Friday.
We're barreling towards 2024, which really seems like the last chance we have to stay a democracy. It's scary.
She says it's hard to believe Iowa helped launch former President Obama's rise to the White House and was among the first to legalize same-sex marriage. Chuck Grassley has been in Washington for nearly a half century. He's been reelected easily, partly because he presents himself as a moderate. But the 89-year-old has learned to embrace former President Trump like Republican voters have in the state. Grassley accepted his endorsement at a Trump rally in Des Moines last year.
"I was born at night, but not last night. So if I didn't accept the endorsement of a person that's got 91% of the Republican voters in Iowa, I wouldn't be too smart."
That means, though, he's often facing questions about the legitimacy of the 2020 presidential election. I asked Grassley recently why he pivots to talk about election policy instead of pushing back on Trump's false claim about a stolen election.
"Don't you think that's what I should be doing instead of talking about the personality of an individual?"
"Would that be an opportunity, though, to say that the election was legitimate? You voted to certify the election of President Joe Biden."
"I shouldn't have to repeat that. It's a fact that what I said on November the 14th when the electoral votes were counted."
December
14th, yeah.
You hear his staffer there at the end. A new Des Moines Register Iowa poll suggests voters might be ready to move on, even as this state becomes redder. Grassley is just 3 points ahead of his Democratic challenger, retired Navy Admiral Mike Franken.
"There's a portion of Iowa that will not vote for me because I'm a Democrat. That will not change. I will hold office and I will support them to the best of my ability. That's completely different than the Republican perspective on this state, where it is support your own and to hell with the rest."
Many had written Franken's campaign off after a police report surfaced saying he kissed a former staffer without consent. Still, Franken raised twice as much money as Grassley in the last fundraising quarter, and he's hammering Grassley on abortion. Megan Goldberg at Cornell College says Franken may have a very narrow path to victory.
"Where Republicans go in and they vote for Republicans, for governor, for the House of Representatives, and they skip voting in the Senate race because they're not interested in voting for Grassley, but they can't bring themselves to vote for a Democrat."
Expect Franken to highlight Grassley's extensive tenure in Washington over the next couple of weeks as he attempts the seemingly impossible task of unseating a titan of Iowa politics. For NPR News, I'm Clay Masters in Des Moines.